Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, now twice every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 on RadioMD.com. Each week, we discuss the most important issues for you to take control of you and your family's health. Plus top guests at 3:30 and 5:30. The top environmental reports that affect your health with my favorite section, Gary Ginsberg in the What's Toxic, What's Not segment. We're on 34 terrestrial stations and twice on RadioMD.com. And you can always get all the archive programs all the way back from 15 years ago. At RadioMD.com, look at the You, the Owner's Manual archives. This week, our guest, food expert. Why is he a food expert when he's a lawyer? Because he's the one who has made them pay, so to speak. It is the person who sued Taco Bell as well as Chipotle recently and is the one who's making it better for us when we eat out, and he'll tell you his top secrets for what to eat and what not to eat from someone who's really studied it from the legal standpoint. We're going to talk to him about it from the you eating standpoint as well. This guest, of course, at 4:17 and 6:17, Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not, his stories. Yes, there is a snow, if you will, connection this week. Is urban snow full of toxic chemicals? And don't eat it, please. Lessons from Flint, the unmaking public health in a glass of water. Breathing easier at the movies in Beijing. Yes, there are smog-free cinemas in China. And a storm reminder from Dr. G, put that generator on a ventilator. We'll come back to all of those, but those actually pertain to the Real Age Tip of the Weeks, too. At the end of the first hour, the Real Age Tip of the Week, how to warm up for shoveling. And the Real Age Tip of the Week, the second hour, how to get great sledding without any risk. Yeah, every year there are a ton of sledding injuries. We're going to tell you how to avoid them. That's in the Tip of the Week at the second hour. Wellness Foreplay, politics trump science in the official food guidelines, but not in the advisory committee report. I think we'll start out with that today, but let's go through the full run-up. We're going to talk about the automakers, why cutting back on all fat isn't the right way to help your heart, unless you've got serious disease already. That is the Esselstyn diet of nothing with a mother, nothing with a face. And no fat? Well, that's probably pretty darn good if you've already got serious disease. But preventing it? Looks like some fat is good, and we'll talk to you about what fat that is. It's a specific kind of fat. The Well Beyond Wellness? That's right, water in schools. But not in Flint. This isn't the same thing we're talking about in Flint. But what happens if you make water available to the school kids? HPV raises head cancer risk at least sevenfold. Can you get a shot to prevent it? Does that vaccine prevent cancer not only of the cervix, but could it eliminate maybe 70, maybe 90% of head and neck cancers? The answer, we'll come back and talk about it. Why now? New viruses. Remember the Zika, the one from Brazil. Well, there are two of these that apparently inhibit brain formation in utero and do damage to you too, even if you don't get it while pregnant. Well, it's spread to more countries, and Lyme disease is spreading to now more than half of the United States. Why? What is it? Is it the climate change or is it something else? And I'll give you a hint. it may be something else. American Association of Poison Control Centers encourages the public to use the poison helpline if you need it during this emergency. You don't have to get to the emergency room sometimes with kids. Use that poison helpline to find out what to do if there's a problem. The guest again at the end of this first half, at the bottom of this hour, Bill Marler. 6 things he won't eat and 1 he will, as well as why are we seeing this increase in food-borne illness? Is it just that we're recognizing it more, or is there really an increase in food-borne illness? We'll also talk about what makes our behaviors change. Will warning labels really decrease the purchase of soda, sugared sodas, for our kids by 50%? Whoa, you can bet Pepsi and Coke have taken notice of this study, because it shows that putting warning labels on the beverage, like we do on cigarettes, on warning labels on sugared beverages like diet sodas, have a 50% effect on selling. Wow, that's a huge effect. And we're going to also talk about the bulletin that you heard at the top of this hour. That's right, there's a new gene test, a test that you can do in the emergency room. It's not there yet, but it is a test that separates out whether you've got a bacterial infection, a viral infection, or no infection, allergy or something else, when you're sneezing and have upper respiratory symptoms. This should be available within 1 hour. It's not now. It's at 14 hours it takes. But soon we will have that test in most emergency rooms. And then, of course, Gary Ginsberg. And then we'll talk about Consumer Union. They took the pulse of Fitbit's contested heart rate monitors. Do you think they work? Well, we'll come back and find out. And, of course, at the bottom of the hour, staying safe while sledding in hour two. Let's go over that story about the politics trump science in official food guidelines. I think we've got enough time to get most of it in. The advisory committee is a group of about 20 docs hired by and scientists and all kinds of people. Some are nominated by the food industry, some are nominated by the FDA, some by USDA, etc. But the goal of all of them is to meet and give recommendations based on science to the government, the USDA, and FDA, which comes out with their food guidelines, the official ones. And what happened? They recommended, among other things, cutting way back on sugar, cutting way back on syrups, cutting way back on simple carbs, and cutting way back, almost eliminating all red meat and processed meats from your diet. And what happened? That's the official advisory committee. And they publish the report, but then there's a real report that comes out that's the official guidelines for the U.S. government. And what did they say? They said, don't worry about cholesterol, don't worry about red meat, don't worry about processed meats. Do you think, and by the way, they upped the amount of sugar you could have. Do you think the sugar lobby, the syrup lobby, the beef and cattlemen's association, even the hog association, and the processed association for processed meats got to them politically? You betcha they did. So, don't pay attention to the official guidelines. Go back and use the advisory committee report. We'll talk more about what that says and what it says about you decreasing your risk of all diseases when we come back in a few seconds after the break. What this really means is that we are very affected by politics in the official food guidelines. So look at what the recommendation of the scientist is, not what the official guidelines are. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. That is the show. This is the show that helps you take control of your health.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. One of the most interesting stories, I think, in the medicine this week is a trial done in New York City where they gave about a third of the schools, that is the schools, so it's a school age story, about a third of the schools got water. You say, what do you mean? Well, it turns out that it's pretty tough to get water availability in schools. So in 2009, New York City installed electronically cooled clear jugs that dispense water quickly in 3927 public elementary and middle schools across the country. And what they find, according to the study that was released this week, it tripled kids' water consumption, which contributed to a 9.5%, that's 10% decrease in severe obesity, and a 5.5% decrease in obesity in all kids in grades K through 8 compared to those schools that didn't get the water. So there was a good controlled study. It was wasn't quite randomized, but it worked. So here's how you and your child can stay well hydrated and shed a few pounds. One, check your urine. You should be able to read a newspaper through your urine. Not that you would, but it should be that clear, pale, straw-colored. If it's too dark, drink more water. Two, active adults need about 2 glasses of water per hour before activity, and a glass for every 15 minutes during active activity, and afterwards a couple glasses more. Exercising for more than an hour, hydrate with a drink that provides sodium and potassium, such as a protein-rich Gatorade. Rule 3, eating lots of fruits and veggies can supply 20% of your hydration needs, but that's 20%. That's not 100%. And rule 4, a study found 50% of U.S. kids are low on hydration. Maybe that's a lot. It clearly decreased obesity more than 5%, 10% severe obesity in the New York public schools. So get your kids to have water. Make sure that your child's school has a lot of water. And that's one of the key items in this week. We called it, guess what the segment was called? It was, in fact, the Well Beyond Wellness segment, because water in schools is so key to decreasing weight gain. The Automega segment, well, you heard it back a little bit alluded to, cutting back on all fat isn't the right way to help your heart. That is, if you don't have heart disease yet, what's the right amount? Well, there should be a bunch of polyunsaturated and unsaturated fats. So we call them the odd omegas. Omega 3 is ALA, DHA, and EPA. You get that in flaxseed. You get it in canola oil. You get it in fish oils. You get it in avocados, you get it in walnuts. Walnuts are especially good. And no other nut has much of the omega-3. But that's the what you get with that. I should tell you, I normally tell you, I forgot the score of my ping pong game against Albert. I did win the first 3 games. And, of course, he had declared, after I won the first 2, he declared game 3 as worth more than the first 2 games combined. After I won game 3, he said game 4 was worth more than the first 3 games, and I did not win game 4. Now, I'm not saying I threw game 4, but he did win game 4 and declared that worth more than all the others. He thinks he should get a point differential for each stint he's had. So he says he gets 12 points for his stents alone. In any case, the point of why we play ping pong, it's a great game for improving mind and preventing falls, because you switch directions fast. We don't know why games that make you switch directions fast, like badminton, squash, racquetball, and ping pong, why they are so good for brain function, but they are especially good for brain function. And so that's one of the reasons I try and play ping pong every week with Albert and every day when I'm on vacation with my wife. I can't remember why I led into this story other than it is a important story, and the Automegas. Now, I was talking about Automegas. Those are good for your brain function as well as your heart function, so you don't want to avoid. You want omega-3. Omega-5 doesn't occur. Omega-7 is in macadamia nuts and fish oils that are, so you get it from real fish. And then omega-9 is olive oil, and those are the oils you want preferentially. And then you also want to get, if you can, some vegetable oils like soybean oil, but you want those not in as much as you get the omega 3, 5, 7, and 9. One of the keys in this item was when you look at it, America has cut back on all fats, which means that we've decreased the risk of heart disease from saturated fat probably by about 10%. But at the same time, we've increased the risk of a heart attack from cutting, get back on fats, because we've cut back on the healthy fats too. And you don't get many of the healthy fats when you eat out unless you specify extra virgin olive oil. But in fact, getting the healthy fats is really key for your functioning at the upper part, and it represents about a 10% opportunity in decreasing heart attack risk still available. Now, this does not impact the fact that the carnitine, lecithin, and choline in egg yolks and red meat, and pork is a red meat, that those change the bacteria inside your gut, which cause you to have an increase in inflammation in the rest of your body. You can decrease that inflammation with 2 baby aspirin a day. You can decrease it by having 4 teaspoons of extra virgin olive oil, probably made from in the United States or Spain. The Italian version seems, by the FDA's assessment, to have been mislabeled, because a lot of the Italian extra virgin olive oil now comes in as mixed vegetable oils, not having the good stuff that comes in with extra virgin olive oil. When we come back, by the way, we have a great guest. This guest is Bill Marler, who has done a tremendous amount at decreasing the risk of eating out and even of buying food in grocery stores. We're going to ask him why he thinks that, what food he will eat, and there's 6 foods he won't eat. And we're going to find out if there's anything specific he will eat. And I'm going to challenge him on one of his answers from a prior time. In any case, Bill Marler, managing partner, Marler Clark, Seattle, Washington, most prominent food safety attorney in the United States, will be talking to us about how to keep our food safe and how to get it safer. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Of course, I'm passionate about helping you take control of your genes so you live at the highest quality ever. That's what this show is all about. So get more healthy fats, avoid saturated fats, and we'll be right back with Bill Marler and learn a lot about food safety.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order the Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's the Eye Care Revolution.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We hope to have you get enough information so you can take control of you and your family's health. And perfect segue, if you will, to introduce Bill Marler. Bill is an accomplished personal injury and liability attorney, but he is, and he's also the managing partner of Martyr Clark, Seattle, Washington. But he's the most prominent food safety lawyer in the U.S., major force in food policy in this country, and he's represented victims in virtually every one of the major foodborne illnesses, notably the Taco Bell E. coli, and of course the current Chipotle and even Costco problems. Mr. Marler, thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure.
And I know you have a website and a blog that you do on this, and we'll get to that in a few minutes because I found it very interesting. But what I want to ask you about now is, do you think we're seeing more problems with food safety than we did, say, 30 years ago or less? And what's the change?
You know, when I first started doing these cases back in 1993, so 22 years ago, with the Jack in the Box case, it was really the time when we had much better surveillance of foodborne illness, and a lot of the technology that exists today allows us to really count more effectively foodborne illnesses. So in some respects, all of what appears to be outbreak after outbreak and recall after recall has a lot to do not necessarily with the wheels of the bus coming off on food safety, but it's really that we're so much better at surveilling illnesses. And so in some respects, I would argue that even though it appears on the surface that things are really bad, in some respects, we're just better at counting it.
Now, food safety obviously involves the home as well. And one of the things, clearly there have been a lot of public safety announcements about washing pre-cut food and washing this and not cutting the chicken in your home before you cook it, etc. Do these actually have effect? Are people do we know whether people are following these? Because I noted in of the six foods you won't have, some of those involve pre-cut and pre-cooked food.
Well, I think we need to always continually try to educate the public about, you know, reasonable risks and things that they can do to effectively protect themselves and their families. And, you know, if you focus on, you know, pre-cut, pre-packaged products, I one time did a blog post entitled, you know, "Is Convenience Worth the Risk?" I guess I'm old enough to remember, you know, when you would only be able to buy certain vegetables and fruits at certain times of the year because they weren't in season. Now everything's in season because we get our products, you know, 24/7, 365 from all over the world. Walk into a grocery store, and it's pretty unlikely that something won't be available. The other thing that is happening is, you know, instead of us buying a bunch of lettuce and spinach and washing it on our own, you know, we buy it in bulk and buy it in bags. It's already been handled for us. I'll give you an example. In 2006, there was a nationwide outbreak of E. coli 015787 linked to spinach. 205 people sick. Five of those people unfortunately died. There were about 30 people who developed acute kidney failure. So it was a significant outbreak. It ultimately was linked to one 20-acre spinach, organic spinach farm that had some animal intrusion in a small portion of that field, but that field had been harvested collectively, put in crates, and then washed and bagged in a facility, shipped across the country, and that's, you know, how the outbreak happened. The E. coli wasn't uniformly spread all over that 25 acres of spinach, and had the spinach grown into bunches and the bunches cut and sold in grocery stores all over the country, the likelihood of having an outbreak where people would take that spinach home and wash it themselves individually, chances of having an outbreak would be virtually eliminated. So ultimately, convenience is simply, in my view, not worth the risk.
Well, what you're implying to me is that people who take the spinach home that's been pre-cut and pre-washed don't rewash it and do things with it in their own home to clean it before they use it. Is that the implication?
Well, it's not only the implication, but But the companies actually, many of the companies, frankly, encourage you not to wash it again. And some of it's triple washed and bagged, and so the implication, direct or indirect, by the companies that are selling it is that the consumer doesn't need to do that. So I just think that my view is that take the few minutes and wash it yourself.
Now, when I used to, way back in the 70s when I was doing research at the National Institute of Health, and even in the the 80s doing it in San Francisco, used to go to slaughterhouses to get adrenal glands for making specific enzymes. And I was always impressed that there was an attempt made to keep the place very clean, but that there was almost inevitable contamination, and that the inspectors were not exactly on the floor. They were, the one inspector at each of the plants was processing paperwork the majority of the time in an office that was just off of the, if you will, the slaughter or cutting floor. Have we reduced the, is that part of the problem? We don't have people who are actively doing surveillance, or is that a really small part of the problem?
Well, from 2000 or 1993 to about 2003, about 90% of what my firm did was E. coli cases linked to hamburger, and today that's nearly zero. And it's not like some other lawyers doing them; they just aren't there, which is a real positive thing. But what it did was, having those inspectors in those plants, having the federal government say that E. coli is an adulterant, and, having industry step up to come up with methodologies to eliminate the pathogens specifically from the hides and the exterior of the carcass of the animal, that's really driven, E. coli 015787, not completely, but fairly limited amount of bacteria you'll find in E. coli or in hamburger now. And I think that's been a really positive impact. And I think it's something that the rest of the food industry can learn. It's really a collaboration of, government and industry and consumers that it's really driven that positive change.
When we come back, we're going to be taking a break right now for important messages. But when we come back with Bill Maurer, Managing Partner, Martyr Clark, Seattle, Washington, the most prominent food safety lawyer in the country, we're going to talk a little bit about Chipotle and Costco and foods he wouldn't eat, and then what he would advise all of us to do differently. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where we hope we give you enough knowledge to stay well.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest, from technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits
with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health,
because every system in your body depends on water.
People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app.
Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. We've been talking with the expert. This is someone, I've had people on the show who are food experts from Cornell, food experts from other academic institutions who teach courses for, if you will, the culinary medicine profession, who teach it for people who are running hotels, running food companies, about food safety. But I think we really have the expert, Bill Marler, managing partner, Martyr Clark, Seattle, Washington, because he's been the most prominent food safety lawyer probably in the last, 22 years, since the Jack in the Box cases with E. coli started, and can tell us an awful lot about what we should do differently because of all these cases he's been involved in and situations. He writes a blog. It's called Martyr, Marler, Marler, blog, blog.com, www.marlerblog.com. Really has, I looked at it and clicked on it. It has some great stories on it. Bill, if I can use your first name, tell us a little bit about what's going on with Chipotle, and they've pledged to make themselves the best in the industry, but what happened to make them not the best right now?
Well, I think they were so focused on you know, natural and organic and non-GMO and sustainable and, you know, humanely raised, all of which are, you know, fine things to focus on. But I think they sort of took their eye off the food safety ball, or at least thought that if they were doing those other things, that that would make their food safe. And I think what happened is taking their eye off the ball, you know, allowed them to be involved in six different foodborne illness outbreaks in 6 months, salmonella, norovirus, and E. coli. And I, obviously it's rocked their business to its knees. And I'm hoping, and because I think the business model is a good one, I'm hoping that they're able to pick themselves up and, you know, do exactly what they said they're going to do, is make themselves, you know, a leader in food safety.
And by taking, and what you describe is just, you say, by taking your eye off the ball, we've got to do that at home, too. First of all, when you go out to eat, many of us don't eat in chain restaurants. I guess the chains do it a little better, but, and I don't know whether that's true or not, but it seems to me that the employees in the kitchen can contaminate food awful easily. And as I read the statistics, with it being 48 million Americans are sick from foodborne bugs, and I guess 128,000 people get hospitalized once a year for or more for this, it's still a huge problem from restaurant food. Is that right?
Restaurant food and home cooking, you know, I think all people need to sort of, you know, pay attention to what they can do. And, you know, if asked, you know, my thoughts with respect to, you know, going out to restaurants is we have a lot more information available to us to decide where we want to eat that's safe for, not only safe, but good. You know, there's a lot of social media, Yelp, and that's out there that talks about, you know, how that restaurant is operating and whether people have had problems. A lot of cities have online the health department reports on given restaurants. So you can eat pretty defensively by gathering information from that restaurant. Also, if you're like me, I travel the world. I'm always somewhere, and you know, I do pay attention to trying to simplify what I eat when I'm out to limit my risk of getting sick. And, you know, I think there are a handful of things.
What do you mean by simple? Give me a hint what you mean by.
Sure. You know, I'll give you an example. I was having dinner the other night at a really nice restaurant with some lawyers. We had been fighting all day in court, and we went out to dinner at night. And, you know, I skipped the salad because, not that I don't like salad, but I rather eat my salad at home where I can control the environment. So I skipped the salad, but I had a well-cooked steak, a nice glass of wine, and I had cooked vegetables for dinner. All things that, you know, were things that were cooked and, you know, reduced my risk of a bacterial infection.
I'm an inveterate, in addition to cooked vegetables and well-cooked ocean trout and salmon, mm-hmm. I also am an inveterate salad eater. And what you're telling me is I maybe should get, if you will, roasted beet salad or some salad or roasted mushrooms rather than the raw salad that I usually have.
Sure. No, I think, you know, the kind of the simple things is, you know, keeping things clean is always a good thing. But, you know, keep things hot things hot and cold things cold, and, you know, control the things that you can control. And, again, I have more faith in my wife and I in our own kitchen controlling things. So I might take a little bit more, in a sense, a little more risk at home than I would at a restaurant where I'm, you know, turning over that responsibility to people I have no idea who they are. So, you know, and I think, you know, we can avoid a lot by, you know, being a little bit more defensive.
Gotcha. But you, what I'm trying to probe on is you feel so strongly about that salad that you don't have it when you eat out.
Correct.
There are, I did read this blog where there's six foods you won't have and one that I was surprised you did have. And I want to just go over the one you do have, which is, although you won't eat pre-cut food that isn't rewashed, you will have sushi.
Yeah, and I know that's a little maybe counterintuitive, but it's really sort of based on experience. In 22 years of handling most foodborne illness cases, there have been just a handful of those fish-related. And I'm not suggesting getting sushi that you get at a grocery store or at a 7-Eleven. I would avoid that like the plague. What I would suggest is a good sushi restaurant that has a good history. That is really what I think is fair. It's fair to go out there and eat that, because I think the risk, there is some risk, but the risk is quite low.
Now, I wanted to, and we can debate that the next time I need you back on.
I'd love to.
Because one of the things I wanted to talk about is mislabeling. When you look at the data on wild versus farm-raised salmon, when you look on the data of, if you will, the type of fish you get with sushi, and the USDA DNA typing data, why aren't we doing something to get the labeling more accurate? And is there a way for us to do it on a consumer basis to push grocery stores, fish markets, even restaurants to get it better? We've been talking with Bill Marwer, author of Marwer Blog.